Because I feel like a lot of people want to talk about impact investing now. It's like a hot topic that you hear a lot about. And what I'm talking about is not the same. It's not cutting edge. It's not a new tool. This is kind of the dawn of philanthropy type stuff, right? This is where it probably all started. This is where philanthropy has its roots, investing in people, making grants to individuals, either to assuage some need that they have or to accomplish something good, achieve something. That's really one of the oldest tricks in the book. And so the rules in this area are not terribly new, but I deal with a lot of practical issues in my job at the Ford Foundation, so I'll try to keep it current and fresh by talking about some of the things that we think about when we're implementing our individual grant programs. So thanks again for being here. And we're going to start with focusing a little bit on why these rules exist. And now you've been at a day of sessions. You know by now that private foundations are the most sort of suspect creatures in the exempt organizations universe, right? There's a few competitors, there's donor advice funds, there's supporting organizations, there's some other things out there. But private foundations still are, by and large, the most heavily regulated, the most heavily scrutinized, for sort of obvious reasons that they're the most susceptible to abuse, to improper influence by the small group of insiders that control them, et cetera. So you have foundations, and then you add to that individuals. And of course, human beings are messy, right? Without the corporate structure, without corporate governance, a board, something like that to serve as a check and a balance, you could see lots of potential for an individual to be corrupt, to be self-interested, to be deceitful, to be all of these things that the tax code wants to guard against. So when you have foundations making gratuitous transfers of money to individuals, that's a situation where there's a high probability of abuse. And so the rules in this area are very highly prescribed by the tax code.